But I thought even such a beautiful symbolism for marriage too, you know, the male comes in and just clears it out, makes and the way. And
gives, brings me so my fried chicken can, or whatever yes, I need. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
So yeah. Chick-fil-A, pimento and cheese.
Brings me my pimento and cheese Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's right. Listen up, men. All we want.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big city-living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? Well, stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
What's going on, Watermelon?
Well, we had prom this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. So were you a chaperone?
No, this actually is the first day. I mean, the first prom in a very long time that I have had absolutely zero to do.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not. A lot of times they will go take pictures across the street, you know, at the big Antebellum home there. And I'll go out and sit on the porch and watch them, and I didn't even do that this year.
You didn't even watch them?
Mm-mm. I was wiped out Saturday.
Okay.
I did not do diddly squat. So we've had prom, and so now we've hit the zone of we're not really going to do anything today, are we, Miss Shank?
Right. The slow slide. the slow slide. Descent into madness.
It starts after spring break, and then after prom, they're just done. Mm-hmm. So I do. Yep. I try to save a lot of my, labs, fun things. For after prom.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're done.
Yeah, and you're done. And we're all done.
And I'm done. We're all done.
We're all done. Okay.
Except we still have a month of school
except
left.
We're not done. Except we're still we're not done. Here. Okay.
No, all and right. I get it. I mean, I get it. You know, senioritis is a real thing.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just where we are. And it's, is where we, all the teachers go through the week going, it's time. It's time.
Yep. Can I get the AV cart? I guess they don't do that anymore. Y'all don't have the AV cart that had the film projector or whatever. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What am I talking about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But other than that, everything went well. Prom, you think there's nothing exciting to report?
I didn't see that anybody got arrested or anything like that.
Good.
So evidently
because they print
it was
that in
good.
The paper, you know, and for those of us up here in the city that don't know these things, y'all cannot get in trouble. Because they print it in the paper.
Y'all may have it too, but there's like a mobile patrol app now.
Oh, we probably
and, you know, so now, I mean, that's every small town, every small community, you know.
Yeah, it's even like, Rallatin would say, like, they would put in the paper, like, you know, if you got arrested or got a whatever ticket or got something, and you couldn't get away with anything.
No.
Your parents in there reading that paper, your grandparents reading the paper.
That's right.
That's right. Some good accountability.
That's right. Your business is everybody's business.
Yep. Yep. If you don't want it to be known, don't do it.
That's right. Better behave yourself.
Behave yourself. Oh my gosh. That's too much.
So, I do have a story for you though.
Mm, good.
About your son.
Oh.
Hudson. You know, we had talked. Hudson was here for Easter. Mm-hmm. And we had talked, I think, on the phone. I don't think this was on the podcast. And I said, well, I did find a pair of his pants here, which you all, that is so huddy right there. Oh, I mean, every time they came to visit, Hudson would, I would find clothes of his for a long time.
And half of Hudson's wardrobe at home was shirts and sweatshirts that friends of his left at our house when they would have a sleepover. Like, so I'd be like, where'd that shirt come from? It's whoever's. I'm like, Eli's. I'm like, do you think he might want it back? I don't know. Anyway, carry
so
on.
So I found it. I found it, the pants in the laundry room, actually. That's where I found them. And I went ahead and washed them and dried them and folded them and all that. But they looked like maybe his work, like where he welds and stuff. They
were
just,
I hope he didn't wash
it
with
spotted
with anything else.
I don't know. But I mean, they were just like where they'd been burned or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So pretty thick, you know, thick layer pants. And so I called Caleb and I said, Caleb, hey, tell Hudson that he left a pair of pants here. And I said, I washed them and all that, and I'll just bring them when I come. And he said, he's sitting right here. And I said, well, tell him. And he said, hey, Hudson, you left a pair of pants at our house. And he said, oh, I know. They smelled bad, and I didn't want to pack them. So he just left him here for me to take care of.
Hey, that is a smart boy right there. I done raised adulting, him right.
Adulting 101 right there.
I think that is very resourceful. I think that was very, he was just like, he just cut bait and run. He's like, I don't want these in with my other clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. They smell bad. So I didn't want to back them. Okay. Yep.
That's fair. Yep, sorry about that. Well, thanks for dealing with that. I guess we'll get him back to him next time he comes. At least he has a pair of pants at your house now in case he forgets pants. Yeah. You know, that could happen.
That's true. That could happen.
Just keep them there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is too funny. Last week I didn't do it. I really have nothing exciting to report at all. I did manage to completely procrastinate for 2 days. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff that needed to be done in order to do errands in the convertible last week for 2 days.
That's good.
I successfully did that. I was like, do I have things here I need? Yes, but I needed to go work on a purse situation. I needed to get a tote and purse situation handled. Yeah. So what was I supposed to do?
Well, that's all you can do. That's all I can do. I mean, when it comes down to that.
My brain was fighting me so hard last week, you guys. It was like, you know, you meet resistance when you're trying to do new things and trying to, you know, get something done, and your brain just resists it sometimes. And mine was resisting, and I just gave right in. I'm just like, okay.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, my April, and I think we've talked about this, so I'll go ahead and talk about it. My April was so packed, so jam-packed full of stuff, and I'm here to say that I am on the outside of it now.
Oh, good.
So you have all the school stuff, a lot of school stuff going on, but every Sunday I'm on the fellowship. I'm the chair of the fellowship committee at church. I am somebody.
Oh, you are, honey.
Yeah, bow to me. So anyway, but we have had the first Sunday in April was the church's birthday, or the non-denominational birthday.
Oh, okay.
Which we have a big celebration and a big meal after church, mm-hmm. which I have to take care of. And mm-hmm. my committee, not just I, the committee, we all do stuff. The next Sunday was Palm Sunday. And that's when we have the egg hunt, which is after we have a meal after church and all the kids go hunt mm-hmm. eggs and all that. Mm-hmm. Which the fellowship committee is in charge of. The next week was Easter, which I had a big meal at my house that I alone was in charge of. And then this week we had homecoming, which is a big service and a meal after church, which the fellowship committee is in charge of. So it has been.
That's pretty much when you sign up for the fellowship committee.
Yes.
That is what is going to happen.
It is. And last year, my preacher kept giving me a hard time about nice of you to show up to church. I looked at him this year. I said, I don't want to hear one word.
I don't hear one
word.
I
will only be in the sanctuary one Sunday. But I am in church and I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Don't give me any flack.
I get the points just like everybody else does. Okay.
Yes.
That's exactly
right.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
You told him.
I did. Showed him. And then Thursday night, we went to my friend Paige invited us to. They had her company bought a table at a Carl Perkins fundraiser.
Oh,
and
fun.
It is a big dinner and all that. Carl Perkins is a child abuse center here.
Okay. Oh,
and
okay.
And it was a masquerade. So I got to wear my mask and get dressed up.
That is super fun. I hope you have pictures to share with us.
We did not take one picture.
Oh my gosh, Joni.
I did not take one picture.
We need to see these things.
But you know, Ron is not super excited when he has to dress up. However, there is a picture
of
him.
He dresses up all the time.
No, that's John Garrett.
Your husband is the yellow man in the hat, the Grinch. He dresses up all the time.
In suits and stuff. He's not real happy.
Oh, like dressed up. Oh, right. It's a masquerade. This wasn't a costume.
Right. No. Okay. No, right. We were very dressed.
Okay.
And all of that.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll believe you, I guess, but maybe Paige will have a picture. Paige will get us a picture.
There is a picture of Ron in his mask with another woman, but it's not me.
Oh, how would we know? It's all a mask.
Oh. Yeah, no, she doesn't look like me.
Okay. Okay. All right. No. What kind of masks did you guys wear?
I had, I mean, the, you know, traditional masquerade kind of, you know,
fancy.
And then mine had a peacock feather.
Oh, I love it. Of course it did.
It was gold. It was gold and had the peacock feather. Ooh. And Ron just had the simple plain black mask. I knew I would not get any more.
I got you. When we had one of those for a school, the school the kids went to had a gala fundraiser auction every year. And, and 1 year they did a masquerade and same kind of thing. I don't know. I had a dress and pretty mask. And then I got a Batman mask for Tim, like that just covered the top, you know, the nose and the mouth were out just like Batman. And he was just this black in his suit with his Batman mask. He was quite pleased with himself. It was that or a Phantom of the Opera. They also had the Phantom of the Opera mask. Right. And I was like, that could be cool too. But he wanted to go with Batman.
He wanted the Batman. Of course he did.
Of course he did. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Hopefully they raised a lot of money and sounds like obviously a really good cause. So excellent. Well, that's a fun time.
So that was my week. That's it.
Okay.
And then Saturday, prom was Saturday. So I collapsed after that.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, why am I so tired?
Listen, and then, I don't know what you have reasons. Again, you have some really good reasons, but I don't, Tim and I have been so wiped out. I'm almost like wondering if these hormones are like oppositing me right now. I don't know. I have been tired, like late, like had to come sit in the chair, take a nap, tired, like slept the other morning. But now we got up really early. Tim had a procedure. He had a special colonoscopy on Friday. It's a very special time. You know, so we were up really early for that and got, but still I'm like, it was one morning. Like it was bizarre. And he was of course coming out of anesthesia. Yeah. So he could be tired. I mean, I laid out for a 3 hour nap when we got home. I don't know what's going on. I just want you all to know
that I called to check on Tim and Holly Royals answered the phone, Butthole Central.
I won't say what you said. Because this is a PG rated, 13 rated thing. Yes, I might have had a little fun with the procedure that day, but no, he's a good sport. But yeah. Anyway, all that is to say, I have no idea. The tired. I don't know what's going on. So it's no big deal. It's weird for me. So
here's what we need. You ready? Here's what we need. I figured it out. We need to get like direct blood infusions from Phyllis Garrett. And get her energy level. That's what we need.
Just switch it out.
That's right.
I think so. It's weird because I was actually feeling a little bit like it's fine. Whatever it is. I don't like to dwell on it because, again, I'm working on my thought processes and how I think about things. And if you sit around saying you're tired, you're tired, you're tired, guess what happens?
You're going to be tired. You're tired
because your body is like, oh, she's tired. So, okay, you know, so I'm trying not to do that, but this has been just sort of a weird, I was like, okay, but you know, I just rest. I'm like, okay, this is what my body is doing right now. And that's okay. I will rest and blah, blah, blah. No big deal. So just keep going. St. Louis news. I don't know what's going on, but there's a bunch of sinkholes opening up in the city of St. Louis.
I have not heard this.
Sinkholes opening up on a road. No one's been like,
oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, you know how you don't like earth. And I mean, this is all along the same line.
Yeah.
I don't, sinkholes get me thinking weird.
I do actually.
I know, but we'll talk.
Anything to say? No, I read an article.
We'll talk about that. I know we're all going to die because the New Madrid fault. I know, Joni.
I just read an article. No, but this may be, I read an article on the New Madrid fault that they are now showing that the crust is thinning. So I wonder if that's what's going on.
I don't know because, and St. Louis, you know, it's a pretty decently old and, you know, town for this part of the country. And, you know, I've always known, but I've been seeing more kind of information on, there's a whole cave system underneath, you know, there's tunnels and caves and all, there's this whole cave. It's called the Cherokee, I think it's called the Cherokee Cave. It's a whole, interwebbing of caves under the city. So like,
really, I did not know that. Yeah. That is so interesting.
It is. And some of them were there, and then some tunnels and shafts have been added to get down to them. I think a lot of the beer barons stored beer down there, you know, cause it's cold and da, da, da.
Yeah.
So you've got that, you know, and they're thinking maybe, you know, maybe some of that is getting unstable, and I don't know, but I'm scared of sinkholes.
It's just been in the road. No buildings or anything.
Not that I've seen. I'll have to look. It's not been any kind of building or thing. The ones I've seen have been like on a part of a road or side and part of a road. And no, I haven't seen any car, but I'm like, how can we tell when that's going to happen? Same with in Florida when all that happens. I mean, whole houses have been, I'm like, they go in and they inject that concrete, that stuff underneath them. But I'm like,
Well, the video, you know, where at Top of the Rock.
That's right.
Top of the Rock, y'all, in Branson is with, what is the Big Cedar Lodge? Bass and Top Pro of the Rock is up there. And it has they had a golf course up there. And on the putting green, and they had cameras up there, like security cams and stuff. And thankfully, it was in the middle of the night.
Thankfully, yeah.
And I mean, it just, the ground just disappeared.
The whole green went. The light pole thing all sucked down in or whatever. No, that was something else, light pole. But just gone. And it's a huge cavernous. You can see all the understructure. Yeah. But so I don't know. I know there's these caves and kind of tunnels. So I'm wondering, but I'm just like, I just needed to do the little report on that St. Louis is having sinkholes, and that makes me very unhappy. I don't like sinkholes.
It's very interesting. That's a very interesting
thing. It is interesting.
I'm going to have to go read it and
stuff. Look it up. There's, I think they're called the Cherokee Cavern, and it's, you can see, like, I saw, like, a map of it, and, you know, an old kind of map, and then there's different spots that show this was a shaft, and this was a, you know, you could kind of see, I can't tell where it's under, like it's a map of it, but it's not a map like showing where it is under the city. Does that make sense? Like it's a map of the caverns, but it doesn't.
But it doesn't show
me where it is on the surface.
It would be interesting to see it layered.
Yeah. So that's the news there. Very, very unhappy. My thing keeps saying my disk space is almost full on here. And I emptied it all off last week, a lot of stuff. So I don't know why it's saying this, but if all of a sudden it goes crazy, I'll just pause the recording and put it in the cloud. But if you see me, if I have to have a pause, I don't know why it's doing that because I already tended to that. I thought
if we suddenly go off the air,
it's
people,
a sinkhole.
Holly did not get swallowed by the sinkhole.
Maybe I did. What if I do? Oh my gosh, I'm really scared of it. You guys, I don't like it. And then also, and this is just unrelated news, but I just needed the people to know that my Instagram account has been serving me up all these ads for a new brand of gummies, special infused gummies. And the brand is Cornbread. Remember,
I think I sent you that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I sent it. It's Cornbread. It's Cornbread infused hemp, you know, gummies. And I'm like, when did Cornbread get a little sideline? And how do I get in on it?
I wish I had done that. Maybe I could retire.
It's Cornbread gummies. And I feel like they need to, if anything was needing to be a sponsor, if anyone, like, if they want to send us some samples, there was like a sleep one.
Oh, my gosh. Holly, you're already like out of it. I don't know that you need the.
No, maybe that's what will fix me. I might need gummies. That. You don't know. Maybe that's what will fix me. But I was so shocked because what an unusual name. Oh, sorry, don't spit your drink. You know, that it's Cornbread. And it literally just threw me off. And then on top of that, too, Willie Nelson has his brand of, it's called Infused Social Tonic. And I feel like a Willie Nelson tonic might also be.
That's terrifying.
The fact that it's called the tonic.
Terrifying, the tonic.
It's like the recipe from the old
recipe,
ladies
from the Waltons. Yeah,
I didn't know they were brewing whiskey the whole time. So it was just Daddy's recipe.
It's the recipe.
It's sister. The recipe, sister. Yeah. I know. Oh my gosh, they were my favorite.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that's that. Those are my two points of news. The other thing, I'm just wondering when this is going to like. It better not fill up. Well, we'll just keep going. So the other thing I was thinking of was this past week, I was watching again, you know, some more good coaching and things like that on some of the stuff that I've been working on. And there was a phrase, I don't remember which one of my things I was looking at that said this, otherwise I would try to give credit, but it was probably E. Wadsworth or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, and again, you know, talking about just all the emotional capacity and resilience and all these things and how we deal with the difficult things that life brings our way. And this sentence was just, or what I wrote down from whatever was being taught, was how you can't, you know, we can't actually hold other people accountable. We can only hold ourselves accountable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is a very good principle, a very important principle to kind of really think about. I had to kind of really chew on that one, unless someone is asking you to, unless they voluntarily want, like, you know, you and I could go to each other and say, hey, I'm really trying to do this. Can you help hold me accountable? You know, blah, blah, blah. But voluntarily. But if someone, we cannot actually, you know, we talk a lot, I think, in same kind of thing with boundaries. You know, you don't put boundaries on other people. You put boundaries on your own self. And to what you're going to do and how you're going to think and how you're going to act or feel. And that's exactly right. And it was just a cool way to, you know what I mean? Because the language is all, we have to hold them accountable. I think that's what we think we're doing, right?
Here's how I phrase it to my students. You worry about you.
That sums it up. That's it. That sums it up even shorter. You could have just said that and I could have been done. But it's true. And it's the different, it's a different mindset in the whole process when we're dealing with people and stuff, because the mindset so often, and I have been extremely guilty of this, you know, for a very long time, of thinking or wanting to or trying or maybe thinking, maybe not really. I did a lot of just kind of appeasing in some situations, which that's a whole nother story. But, you know, thinking you're going to hold them accountable, even if you're doing kind of these bound, you know, whatever, if it's out of like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, we need to hold them accountable. And when they behave bad, we need to not, you know, we need to withhold this, or we need to, because holding someone else accountable implies that they are going to notice, care, change, you know, which can happen. And I mean, I think it's different, especially when you're, you know, when you're talking about training children, that's a different,
right.
But it's really kind of the same too, to be honest.
But you do hold your children accountable because they need to learn the cause and effect.
And you have more control over that in ways of, not in their heart, but in ways of like outcomes of, hey, you know, when you don't get your chores done that you needed to get done, then you know you're not going to get to play on your Xbox or, you know, whatever.
Right.
We have some agency in that. Whereas the adults and the people in our lives and in the world that, you know, maybe aren't behaving right or in a way that just we, you know, is good for us or however it works out. And it just was, you know, just that idea that, you know, we can't really hold any, because we always talk about that, especially in religious circles, to be honest.
Yes.
You know, we talk a lot about kind of, you know, we need to hold people accountable and we need to have our standards and blah, 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 blah. And that's fine. You have your standards, but those are there because you hold yourself accountable.
Well, I think when you're looking at like a church or a club or whatever, and here are your standards, mm-hmm. And people break those, you know, I mean, if I've got a club, I don't want to, because there's a whole breakdown in churches how you handle that. But if if I've got a club and I say, here's our standards and you broke it, you're out. Mm-hmm. You know, it is, mm-hmm. and that's it. And you may, you know, team people up and say, look, you got to make sure y'all are following these rules or you're going to be out. You got to, mm-hmm. you know, and to me, there is some, not maybe accountability, but reminders. If you say, mm-hmm. okay, Holly, you're going to hold Joni accountable that we're not going to do this. Mm-hmm. By that, to me, that's saying you're not holding me. You're not responsible for my actions, but you can remind me, hey, if we break this rule, we're out
right.
or you're mm-hmm. out or mm-hmm. you're, you know, so.
Yeah.
Because that's a consequence. I mean,
exactly.
So
it doesn't, that's a good way to put it, because it doesn't mean that there's not consequences, mm-hmm. but the consequences come because you are holding, I am holding myself, or the club, the organization mm-hmm. is holding itself to a standard or a set of policies or, you know, yeah. procedures or whatever it is. And so if someone chooses not to participate in that way, then how we are going to act is we're going to go, well, then this is maybe not for you.
Right. Yeah.
And you're fine to not do it, but it's not for you.
What I'm thinking here is national. I am co-sponsor of National Honor Society.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, we've got a code of conduct, and yeah. we had a girl that got arrested, and we're like, sorry.
Yep. And the point of that, again, you're so right, because there are some kind of cut and dry kind of what we call standards and accountabilities, yeah. because it just means there is a consequence. But again, it's because that group or a group or something mm-hmm. like that has the agency to enforce that consequence. Right.
You
but can you say you're
you
not
can't
in
make
it.
Choices. You can't make their choices for them.
No, nope, you sure
can.
You
can remind them. You can
sure
remind
can.
Them of the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. You're not responsible for that choice.
And in a life, when you're dealing with, you know, outside of kind of more stricter, you know, organizations or clubs or things that you mm-hmm. sign on to a certain agree. Again, the person is entering into an agreement to do this. So again, they're voluntarily saying, "Hold me account." You know, I agree
right.
to do
yes.
these standards, and if I don't, then this is what's going to happen. So it makes more sense, you know, but when we're talking about not an organization, when we're just talking about like interpersonal relationships, that's
right.
where it's like, you know, it's still a consequence. I'm not saying it's not, but the thing about it, instead of like a consequence, because again, the person is not, you know, like you might think, well, the consequence of someone not treating me right, is I'm not going to be nice to her, or I'm not going to be around her. That's a consequence. And it is, but it's also the mind shift of, this is all very, very minute, but it's just more of a way for, you know, me to think about, us to think about, really, again, the boundary is because I've put that boundary on myself.
Yeah.
And I've said, hey, that's not a behavior that I am okay with. I don't want to, you know, you could say that with people that, you know, we've all had so many people that gossip, you know, we all know people that just constantly are gossiping or talking about other people or, and you know, your boundary, you know, the consequence of that is kind of maybe that you choose not to be around them. I certainly know the consequence, or again, the boundary, the action, the accountability that I've done when that's been the case is I certainly don't share anything with you. Like with the person, like I would,
right.
there's
right.
a boundary there, but I don't have to put that boundary on that person going, hey, don't talk about people.
There you go.
Hey,
and I'll give you
don't
a,
do this, you know,
yeah, I'll give you a perfect example
okay.
here. There was a group of people that I was around, but it was always negative. It was always backbiting. It mm-hmm. was always this. Well, I just stopped going to the hangout or to the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just quit. I didn't go and say, you need to stop gossiping.
I'm now
you need
quitting.
To stop.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I did not announce that I was mm-hmm. quitting. I did mm-hmm. not give any reason. I just walked away.
Yeah.
I can't change them, but yeah. I can protect. And when I say protect yeah. myself, because it's my attitude. It was my oh. outlook. It was my,
it'll
I mean, you
affect
talk
you.
About
it'll drag you down.
Dragging you down.
It will
quick.
Drag you down. That's some so. Toxic scum right there.
Yeah.
And you got to set, you know, and that's mm-hmm. what this whole is just interesting. Cause again, we really, that just that language of we'll hold people accountable and, you know, bound to make sure they are, you know, accountable for their action. I'm like, that's fine. And in the sense that, that can work if they, again, if they are agreeing to that, but yeah. you can't hold anybody accountable that doesn't want to be held accountable.
That's right.
All you can do is hold yourself accountable to your standards your things that you're willing to be a part of or not, or witness or say or speak or feel. And you can go, that's not a boundary, a place I want to go. You fence right. yourself in more than fencing people out, if that makes sense, in a way, like I kind of just what you said.
Worry about you. I mean, you can't control what they do or think or say, no. But you can control you.
And that doesn't mean, because I think we can get really, it's a really interesting discussion to have with people and friends and whoever, because it doesn't mean, I can hear, you know, even in my own mind, some pushback of like, well, but you can't just not be around anybody. You know, we are supposed to be salt and light. And that is true. As believers, that is a real balance that we do have to walk. We can't just be out of the world. And I don't think that's a biblical to be like, take yourself out of it.
Right. Well, I'm going to give you a little pushback on that. You do have to be in the world, but like going into the group, going there. And I mean, when you're talking about, I mean, you look back at Proverbs, and I mean, it's like, do not walk on that path. Mm-hmm. Don't even point a toe toward it. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's going to tempt you to backbite, to gossip, to whatever.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Don't even turn a toe to that path. Walk mm-hmm. away. And like, you can greet people on the street with a smile and a hello, but you know, and even inquire with their well-being. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to walk into the den.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. That's, you know, makes me think of the other verse that I have for this week, because we talked about Romans 12:2 before. That was just that part of the verse. It has a little more in the end, but it was that do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then it goes on to, so you can judge the things of God or whatever. But then also 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And that's kind of part of that line of how we do that. It's very, you know, you can't not be around. We are to be salt and light, and we are to show the love of Christ. But at the same time, we are called to our own obedience. Right. Like what you just said, that was good. You know, we're called to be the stewards of our own hearts mm-hmm. and minds and tongues. And sometimes that's all we can handle. I know it's all I can handle most of the time. So anyway, I thought that was good. I thought that was just a good little phrasing. It just made me kind of think about it and really, again, focusing on, it's so funny to say focus on yourself, because again, as Christians, we're not supposed to think about ourselves, but in this case, I think we are.
you guard your heart. Yeah, you do right. on that.
Right. Just kind of make sure.
I'm going to show you this, and nobody can see this, but I'm going to tell you about it. God just gave me a little gift here. What? I had pulled out an old recipe book, you know, a big recipe book, just thumbing through recipes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting here and I went, there was something sticking out of the bottom. And I went, what is that? And I just pulled out, there's an 8x10 picture of my granddaddy
with this
fish. Look at that.
He's holding a big old fish.
Big old fish he's so proud of. And then the other one is an 8x10 of where he got, of him with President Eisenhower, where he got a business award.
These were just stuck up in a recipe book?
Stuck in a recipe book.
What is wrong with you? I need to get down there and archive your entire house.
Yeah, I just found treasures. Them. I just found them. I know. I just pulled them out.
She just found these historic, beautiful, wonderful pictures in her recipe book. If nothing says cornbread more than that, it does right there. I love that. Here's a picture of granddaddy with Eisenhower. No
Y'all, I loved my granddaddy. I'm just going to tell you, my granddaddy. He was my hero. Yeah.
Yes. He spoiled you. Thankfully, not rotten.
He was a character. Oh, yeah. No, I had to work. But if I had any doubt that I was ever loved, I have my granddaddy too.
That's exactly right. He'll straighten you right out. I love that picture of him with the fish. You need to frame it. You need to put it up in your podcast room. I don't know, wherever you want to put it.
He used to tell me he loved taking me fishing, and he hated taking me fishing. because I would fish for a while and loved it and all that, but I'd make him do the worm you know, and he would, and I'd sit up there on that boat and I'd fish. And, but then after a while I was like, Granddaddy, can I go swim now? Mm-hmm. And I'd jump in the lake and he'd say, here now, you just scare all the fish off.
All the fishing, the fishing was done. You wanted to get in that water. Yeah, fishing's done, Granddaddy. Yep. We tried, but now we got to be
done. But he always let me
swim. Of course he did. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Okay. I don't have anything else.
What? I do have
what?
Something.
Okay. What you got?
I saw the most interesting thing, and we're going back to birds here. You ready?
Oh, I love a good bird so content
I
here.
Just needed some time. I just needed Wednesday. I just needed a solace. And so I called our friend Pete, you know, and said, hey, is anybody at the cabin? Because I need to go find some solace.
Hmm.
So I drove down to the lake and went to the cabin, and my plan was to go sit on the dock and just, you know, it's lovely out
beautiful,
there. Just beautiful,
beautiful spot. Yep.
And so I pulled in, I started walking to the dock, and I looked up and the whole dock is covered with buzzards. I have never seen so many buzzards. I took a picture.
Landed on the dock?
Yes. So up on the upper level of the dock.
Yeah.
There were like 15 buzzards perched on the rail there. And then down below, down where, you know, they've got a lower dock, but then mm-hmm. where you put into the water there, mm-hmm. the little thing, mm-hmm. There were about 20 buzzards down there. There was one dead fish that had washed up on the thing. I have never seen so many buzzards. And I thought, it's a sign. So I just went into the cabin. I got the key and went into the cabin.
We're going to sit on the deck. And, we're not going to go. We're not going to go down there.
Not.
Well, they
not
were all that
going
many
down there.
For one
yes.
fish. It yes, wasn't a whole mess
they
of fish.
They weren't fighting. No, they weren't fighting over it. I mean, a couple would tangle up every now and then,
oh my goodness,
but they weren't fighting over it. Okay. They were just all perched. I mean, it was like.
That is like ominous, man.
I know. I know. I was sitting there going, it's a sign. It's a sign. Oh my
What's
gosh.
It a sign of?
I don't know. But then, I don't know. So then as I'm in the cabin and I'm looking out and I'm like, okay, God, is this a sign? What's going on here? All of a sudden, an eagle comes. And when that eagle comes and soars down around there, they all took off. All the buzzards took off from one lone eagle.
Wow.
They all took off. And then the eagle went and I'm assuming it's his mate, his female came.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she stood there at the edge of the water and she was eating on the fish.
On that fish. They got that fish. Those buzzards just gave it up because the eagle
came. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Lord, honey.
It was. I know.
It's Jesus
it was really,
and the demons.
Was, but he cleared out all those buzzards
so that
she can come in and eat. And then I don't know where he went because he was not down there with her. Aww. And the buzzards started coming back. And so she just picked up her fish and went home.
I was going to say, see ya.
You know, but
that
it
is so
was
interesting.
They wouldn't get, but they would not get close to her. I mean, even as they started coming back, they still would not get close
and
to her.
And buzzards are, I mean, they are big.
They're big
birds.
And,
they're not little.
They weren't. Yeah,
they've got big claws. They've got beak. I mean, the same as
and
an
as
eagle.
They would land on the other roofs of the docks, you know, against the tin roofs, you could hear their talons.
Their clickety clacky
nails. Like, oh,
the heebie jeebies. Well, that is bizarre.
So interesting.
That is another good bird content. I love this.
But when the eagles cleared out the buzzards, then the geese came and landed there on the water. And then when the buzzards came back, then the geese, you know, went away. But
there's all kinds of Sunday school lessons in that I could.
Kinds, yeah.
About yeah. how the good can't come in when it's not that buzzards, we understand they do their part. Please don't read too much. We know we need them. They clean up all the stuff, but until the bad makes room, gets out, you can't be filled with the good.
Right. But I thought even such a beautiful symbolism for marriage too, you know, male comes in and just clears it out, makes
and
the way. And
gives, brings me so my fried chicken can, or whatever
yes,
I need.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Uh-huh. So yeah, Chick-fil-A, pimento and cheese.
Brings me my pimento
chicken.
And cheese Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's right. Listen up, men. All we want.
But the eagle, and I thought they're saying, I had just read a book actually about an eagle. It's actually a Karen Kingsbury book.
Oh, okay.
But it was talking about the eagle and when they mate, you know, they mate for life.
Mm-hmm.
But to find this as the final process, the female eagle drops like dead weight, just falling to the ground.
They do like a death dive.
They do. And the male comes and clasps on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're still going down. He can't fly it up. Mm-hmm. And is going to hang on to her. And that is the whole symbolism of, you know, all right, you may die, but I'm going with you.
Oh,
you know, kind of thing.
It is. It's quite a remarkable thing. Yes. And then the last minute she'll flap up. Yeah. It's a whole crazy.
So I just thought it was so weird that I had read all this. And then all of a sudden here are all these buzzards and the male eagle comes in, clears them out. I mean, it really was ominously beautiful.
No, that's really powerful when you see nature just doing the thing and that they all know to do those things. God's put it in them to know the order of things. There's an order of things everywhere. And that's very cool.
And you don't
cool.
have any sociologists down there yelling at them of how they should or should not be.
They just know. And this is just how it is. And God provides for all of them in the different ways. And that's very cool. Yeah. You need to write a little devo on that when you write your devotion book that you're going to publish that you haven't even started writing yet, but I've told you to.
I know.
It's fine. This summer, crank out some.
Okay. All right.
Cornbread devo. Cornbread with your gummies. You could have a gummy and bread.
Somehow those don't seem to go together very well.
I think they could. I think they go really great together, actually. Okay. Are you ready for your recipe?
I am ready for my recipe. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Cinco de Mayo is coming up, which I think for most of us is just a good reason to go eat Mexican food.
It's Mexican. Eat some more Mexican, have a margarita.
It is. We don't know what we're celebrating.
And we appreciate. I think it's Mexican independence, right?
I know. I thought that it was too. And then, but I have a girl in one of my classes that she is from Mexico and says it is not Mexican.
Okay, what is
independence? And she tried to tell me and I had no idea what she was talking about. So
Okay.
That's how well that I remember it. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, do you want a recipe for a chicken enchilada dip or do you want Santa Fe grits bake?
Oh, I want the Santa Fe grits bake.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to need to have.
Kind of thought what you'd want. Okay, you need 5 cups of water. Now, here's what I would do. I'm going to change it. I always change recipes. Mm-hmm. I may do 2 or 3 cups of chicken broth and then 2 cups of water.
Yep.
I just think chicken broth gives it more flavor.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of hot sauce, 1 1/3 cups of your uncooked regular grits, a 16-ounce loaf of pasteurized cheese product, meaning Velveeta, cubed up.
Cheese product. That gets me every time.
I know. Velveeta. Go get you a box of Velveeta. Oh, okay. 1/2 cup of butter, 3 large eggs. Go ahead and just lightly beat those. And then 2 of the little 4.5-ounce cans of chopped green chilies.
Mm. Okay. Oh, this is going to be really good. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tim is going to love this situation.
Yes. Yep, okay. Yep. So bring your water or your chicken broth, your salt and your hot sauce to a boil.
I have to pause because that hot sauce going in now is going to absorb up into those grits.
Yeah.
It's not just like at the end,
but
you can put some in the end too, if you want more, but I like
it's
that.
It's going to soak it up.
Yep. Okay.
But you're going to soak it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you're just going to gradually start stirring in your grits. Reduce your heat down to a simmer, and then just occasionally stir it for about 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Once it's thickened, then you're going to remove your grits from the heat, add your cheese and your butter, and stir it until all the cheese melts, which should be really quickly because grits are like molten lava.
Yeah, I was going to say that shouldn't take too long. And that Velveeta, that cheese product melts really easy.
Yeah. So make sure, here's what I'm going to tell you, make sure you beat your eggs before you add it, because keep in mind, these grits are going to be hot.
Yeah, they'll cook
them. So as you add your eggs, I would stir it, stir it briskly.
Get it stirred in there or they'll kind of cook into a blob.
Okay.
Good tip.
Quickly do that and then add your chilies, stir those in there. And then grease a 9x13 inch Pyrex dish and pour those in there. And you're going to cover it and chill it for about 8 hours.
Oh.
So this is a make ahead. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
So see, here's the deal. Cinco de Mayo is on a Monday, so you can make it Sunday when you're off work. And
there you go. And be ready to stick it in the oven that night.
That's right.
Oh, she's helping us, guys. She's helping us out.
Yep. So like you can chill it overnight if you're going to do it for breakfast that morning.
Oh, it'd be good for breakfast too.
Yep. All right. And then let them stand for 30 minutes before you bake them. So set down on the counter.
Okay.
Preheat your oven at 350. And you were going to cook for 45 minutes. And I'm just going to tell you, I'd probably add a little cheddar cheese on top of it.
Let's go ahead and put a little bit of cheddar, sharp cheddar or some kind of jalapeno cheddar, whatever you want on the top of that. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So, that's a winner, guys. That's a winner right there.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And something a little different, like, you know, I don't know. Now,
I will also tell you, you can go back through our recipe archives. And I think last year I did a Miss Lee's chicken enchilada casserole.
Mm-hmm. I believe you did.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. So just search for chicken enchiladas.
Yeah, this is good anytime, but this is making me really happy thinking about just a good brunch, just at home with the family, just a really yummy, different kind of thing for a brunch. Or if you've got company or family coming in town that sounds amazing. Okay. I gotta make that too.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I think it's my top three.
Top three.
It is your top three.
Okay, good. I knew that. Okay. the first thing I have, and this is, you need to pay attention because you're going to need to go to Walmart. And I know that that's a trial for you, but
it is. Yeah.
Or you can just order on. Okay. You could order online from the Walmart, not even have to go. Walmart right now, at least up here, has caftans. They're in the sleepwear section. It's the brand Joyspun. I don't know if you've seen. They're the really cute pajamas that Walmart does. They have this brand. It's Joyspun is the name of it, and they've got these caftans and nightgowns. I should have brought one to show you. Anyway, right now, all different patterns and, you know, different things, but it's like the lightest weight, soft material. It's just what you want. It's like lightweight, thin, soft, but like the pattern, especially because the pattern on most of them, like, is so much that like you can't see through it. I guess if light came through it, but really cute. And the thing about the caftans, Joni, they're shorter.
Oh, good.
Okay. This is what I'm saying to you. Yeah. They come down on me about mid-calf.
Okay.
So they're not super long. I mean, you might still have to, and there's side slits up the side, I think, but they're not super crazy high. And they're just soft and cute. I got two of the nightgowns. And actually, I got three of the caftans.
And you make fun of me when I find something that I like and I buy it in every color.
No, I've always done that. Tim makes fun of me for that. I'm doing it less now than I used to. I used to for real do it. But same with the t-shirt or nugget. Yeah. You're going to buy it in a couple colors. That just makes sense. But the caftan, so they're shorter, soft. The nightgowns are probably going to be too long for you because they're pretty long on me.
Okay.
And they're like spaghetti strap, the same material, the same patterns, soft, flowy, just perfect. They're like my ideal kind of nightgown.
Yep.
Really cute. I got the black and white kind of leafy pattern. I know. Listen, you're not going to be ready for this one. I should show it. Oh, I don't have it.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a black and white leafy. And the nightgown and the caftan. And then I got the nightgown and the caftan in this kind of vibrant, kind of a periwinkle with pink bark. leaves and like leopard guys on it.
Okay.
Like really cute colors. And then I got a caftan in a kind of light, just the caftan because they didn't have a nightgown, with these kind of different color big palm branches. Now, what I'm going to tell you is they have a blue and white kind of little pattern, blue and white situation, mm-hmm. which is right up your alley.
Yeah, I do like a little blue and
white. You like a blue and white. And then they also have a blue in the caftan. In the caftan. They have a blue and green and kind of white pineapple pattern situation that you might need to look at.
Okay.
And you might even like the pink and purple. It's a really cute color.
I like periwinkle a lot.
It's a pretty, yeah. It's a purpley, but it's really, mm-hmm. it's really pretty. Yeah. Anyway, you guys, they're comfy. Okay. They're like $16, $17.
Okay.
You can order them online. We'll put the links. Okay. So those have made me, size down.
Is it, it's spun joy? Is that what you said?
Joy spun. They're in the nightgown section. So, and you know, every Walmart's a little different because some had them, some didn't, you know, mostly, but here they're in stock right now. These caftans, perfect for a swimsuit cover up, like light and just fluffy and flowy. You could throw that bad boy on. I mean, I'm going to be living in them. Just, they make me so happy. And the nightgowns are great. Joy spun. You need to go over there and get you size down. I mean, normally I'd probably get an extra large just to sort of, because I like, you know, you don't want stuff to mm-hmm. be clingy, but I definitely size down to a large. So they're very plentiful size, oversized, or whatever. Okay. Anyway, the next thing is another skin tint, because this is the time of year, you guys. This is just, and at some point I'll give you guys just a list of like all my kind of favorite ones, but this is a new one to me. The brand is called Ciele. It's Ciele. Again, we will link Tint and Protect Serum Foundation. And it's a newer product, but I saw someone do a review and talk about it, and I was like, ooh, that looks good. Because all I really want right now is tinted, but these like serum foundations. Mm-hmm. You know, a tinted moisturizer is good, or these serum, so it's like got all these good skincare ingredients. It's glowy. It's got coverage. It's got SPF 50. Like, that's all.
It's got all the stuff.
It's got all the stuff. And in the summer, going into the summer and stuff, I just don't want a big, heavy, situation unless I'm going out. So it's just leaves you glowy, has good coverage. It's a little buildable. It's got the SPF. It's got skincare. Anyway, I'm really, really liking it. The last and final thing is a woven, like a faux leather tote bag that I got on Amazon in my search of all my purse situation. I do have it. I can show you, Joan. But it's like a woven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a basic. They're all on there. You can see a woven tote bag, two handles. Yeah. I got it in tan just for the summer. And you can just, I like to throw my little purse in there and then my stuff I need. And it's just, they come in different colors.
Very summery. Yeah. That's very,
really very summery. Because it's like woven baskety and it's really soft and it's tan. It'll go with everything. So
y'all, Holly will get a bag to go in a bag to go in a bag.
Oh, I'm 100%. I love a bag. I love a pouch. I love a pouch. I love a zipper. I love a bag. I like my stuff to be organized. I do.
Love a zipper.
Oh, I love a zipper. I love a zipper bag.
We just found the name of this podcast.
Dang it. I'm not ashamed.
Ron was not a fan of our Holly got a screwer in her or something.
Well, again.
Screwer in her.
I didn't think of the right name. Drill thing. Whatever. The girls get us. The our target demographic, they understand us. So so that's it. It's a nice little tote. Again, they're not super expensive. They're a bunch of different brands and come in a bunch of different colors, but I'll link to the one that the one that I got. And it mostly came in some more neutral colors, but if you kind of search, down where it starts to show you similar things, you can get all kinds of colors of these bags. Okay. So if you want something more colorful or whatever, but I wanted something really basic that kind of skin tone would just go with everything. So that's all I have for today. Now I'm going to go
nothing.
I'm going out to eat with Abe and Thatcher here.
Okay.
for the service tomorrow, and Ave is going out with a friend, but I think Tim and Thatch and I are going to go grab a bite to eat. And good. I like to go early. Good. I like to go early.
Yeah.
I don't like to go.
Well, please give my sick that I'm not there. I'm just sick.
That's Miss Rogers. You have Vonnebrugge funeral is tomorrow, and that'll be a good, it sounds weird, but a good time with people. So we're definitely thinking of you. So
yeah.
I know. Well, you're here in spirit. You're here in spirit. So, okay. That's it for this week, guys. This has been more than enough. You get what you pay for, and this is free. So this is what you get.
The eagle has landed.
The eagle has landed and is eating the fish. But until next week, hope you guys have a great week and enjoy the weather. We're going to get some storms tomorrow again. It's that time of year, but enjoy. And until next time, a goodbye pellet.
See you, Patch.
You did it. I'm so proud.
You did.
All right, say something again.
Tickety tock, bickety buck.
Okay.
Walkety. That's enough. Day.
That's enough. That'll be enough. Thank you.
I don't need. It's in the middle of a song.
I don't need all that. Okay, there we go. I don't really need to hear me. I just need to hear you. Okay. Okay, I think I'm together. I'm downstairs today. Thatch is upstairs doing business.
Oh, well, we would not want to interrupt.
No, it's not like I have anything going on.
No, we have a podcast to do. Thatcher.
I mean, he didn't say a word. Come on. He's probably downstairs now anyway. So, but I'm being a good mom. And I thought if Casey needed to go up there and do something, I wanted to be a good mother for once.